When I joined the football club, I was by far the youngest, and they were in the London League in those days. We were playing some Enfield, Walthamstow Avenue, you know, big teams in those days, Barnet, Hartford. And the manager that took over the football club soon after I joined, Jack Mustard, was the original manager, a real old Geordie, dyed-in-the-wool Geordie. You couldn't understand a word he said when he got excited. All the old players will remember Jack Mustard. And they brought in Harry Hibbs, an old England goalkeeper before the war, found him a job at Welling Stores, and he became Welling Garden City Football Club manager. Now then, I had one-to-one coaching at 17 years of age with a former England goalkeeper. That was unbelievable, the stuff he taught me in that little time that he was there. I stayed with the Garden City right through my career. In between, we played in the County League with a team called Thistle. That was run from Sir Frederick Osborne School. Ted Ellis, who has just died, he was the president of the local Sunday League at the end, been there for years. He was the man that ran the Thistle Football Club from Sir Frederick Osborne School. We had all the training facilities, the pool, the pitches, you name it. We thought we were in heaven, really. Then I went back to Garden City. They'd started another manager came in, Ted Catlin, and he got together a bunch of young players, and they were called Catlin's Cub. And he rang me up. He said, "Dick," he said, "what are you doing for next season?" So I said, "Well, I was 40 now." So I said, "Not a lot." He said, "Would you be interested in coming along as a bit of experience at the back of my young team and join up again?" So I jumped at it. And there were three of the old hands all joined up together with all the kids. And that was very enjoyable. When I finally retired from playing in Saturday football, in the meantime, I started to play on Sundays. And the Silver Lion Garage had an excellent Sunday league team. There's a story about that when I moved from Silver Lion Motors to play for Smith & Nephew, Nivea Cream, my two boys were working at, one of them was working at S&N, and the local Sunday League record is that father and two sons played in the same Sunday League side. And I was by now, 45, 46? Yeah. Afternoon. We played in a Wednesday afternoon league, which meant that I was a Saturday boy, which meant that Wednesday afternoons I was given time off when I had to work during the week to play football for the Stores team. There's a story about Springfields that might be interesting. Mm-hmm. When we used to toss up for ends at the beginning of the match, mm-hmm. I always said to the captain, "Make sure I defend the top goal, the one furthest away from the clubhouse." He said, "Why was that?" Because I said, in the dressing room, we had one domestic bath, and the first one in the bath got a clean one, right? And being the goalkeeper nearest to the changing room, if we defended the goal next to the changing room in the second half, I was always first in the bath. There was a gentleman that ran Welling Garden City Football Club for many, many years called Bert Binns, and every football club needs a Bert Binns. He used to run the tea kiosk at half-time in the little caravan at Springfield, sell the teas and hot dog sandwiches and whatever. He used to fill the bath, mark the pitch, put the nets up, did all the laundry, you name it, he did it. And he was a lovely little old boy. Everybody loved Binns. He was a Murphy Radio man. Talking of Murphy Radio, you mentioned in your article about local factory teams.
That's right.
Norton's had a team. ICI always had a good side with a lovely sports field.
Not Shredded Wheat.
Yes, Shredded Wheat was another one. Norton's had a superb playing pit, and it was virtually right in the centre of the town, right on the bus route. And we always reckoned that should have been Welling Garden City's pitch, because Springfield's was a little bit on the edge of the town, whereas the Norton's pitch was absolutely superb, but it never happened. Norton's kept their pitch, and all the local Mid-Hearts teams in the area, Redbourne, Hemel Hempstead, that sort of Rickmansworth.
you were all playing for different groups, or were you playing for the same groups when you formed together as the Nomads?
They were all playing for different sides. And we had a little, we used to hold our team meetings and team selection in the little hut behind the Beehive pub, which is now a function room. That's why we called ourselves the Nomads. We had no home. 1954.
Where did you play?
King George V.
King George V.
That's the shed where they used to keep the lawnmowers on King George V. And one of the goals was right in front of it. That was where that was taken.
So what colour are your shirts?
They were blue with white shorts. And my wife used to curse the white shorts in the laundry. When we got married in 1953, they had to cancel the game because none of the players wanted to play. They wanted to come to the wedding.
What day of the week? That would be Saturdays.
Again, we used to change at Trevelyan House in the gents' loo and walk down Parkway to Hanside Plan. Mm. That was our regular jaunt on a Saturday afternoon. Kicking the ball all over the nice green surface of Parkway, you know Parkway?
Yes.
We used to get together after the matches on a Saturday night at the club. You know, they were good. There was no bar or soft drink, but we made it, we managed. Dickie Turnbull was a man who was in the Perky Old Boys team. Mm-hmm. They were a super side immediately after the war. And Dickie was a North countryman. I believe he was from Sunderland. Couldn't understand a word. But he was one of the finest players this town ever had in the days when Perky Old Boys were a hell of a good side. A lot of big names locally went to other things, having left the Old Boys. Cup final day was the final day of our season, nationally. There was no football played after cup final day at Wembley.
What day was that?
Usually May the 7th. That usually was the end of the football season, officially.
Yes.
Everybody was finished after that. We never did any training.
You just got out and played.
We hadn't got the facilities to train. No showers. We used to play a match on a Saturday afternoon in St Albans at the lake, Verulam. Mm. Come home on a bus with the mud still on us. Trousers and shirt on top of our gear.
Yes.
Home for a bath. A football that weighed a ton when it got wet. And it was also very slippery for a goalkeeper to try and catch.
I'm sure.
Leather ball. Wet leather.
Yes.
And when the lads headed it, you know, they left a bruise there